What's so attractive about natural gas?
Citigroup is the...
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A big business deal coming down this morning. ExxonMobil is buying the American firm XTO Energy in an all-stock deal worth $31 billion. What XTO has that Exxon doesn't is a big position in natural gas. And why is that worth $30 billion? Well, joining us live is Phil Flynn, a trader with the firm PFG Best in Chicago. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Bill.
Oil has certainly been good to ExxonMobil. Renewable energy has the buzz now, thanks in part to climate change. Why such a big bet on natural gas today?
Basically because ExxonMobil believes that 50% of all of the power generation in the United States is going to be generated by natural gas by the year 2030. They believe that this is the most reliable fuel when it comes to global warming, and they believe it's going to have a major impact on our future.
But up to now, hasn't the problem been that it's difficult, expensive, and dangerous?
Well, you're talking about liquefied natural gas, which was thought to be the only way that we could meet our energy needs in the future. But somebody decided to build a better mousetrap when it came to natural gas production. New technologies caused by high prices have really changed the landscape for natural gas. And now, instead of our natural gas supplies peaking out in this country, we've now discovered enough natural gas to meet our needs for maybe another 100 to 200 years. So it's a totally different world than natural gas. ExxonMobil is investing big in this new technology.
And briefly, does the country have the infrastructure to safely distribute it, or is there room for a lot more investment there?
It's a lot safer than it is now because we're not going to be relying on imported liquefied natural gas. Obviously, there's going to be some investment in infrastructure, but with the new technologies, it's going to be worth the money. And, you know, companies like ExxonMobil are really willing to put their money where their mouth is.
Phil Flynn is a trader with the firm PFG Best in Chicago. He joined us live. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.
Exxon investors, not thrilled, apparently. Their shares are down about 4%, but XTO shares are up like 15%. And we'll get more Wall Street when we do the numbers. But first, speaking of Wall Street, Citigroup is getting out from under the tarp. The bank said this morning it will repay the government billions of dollars and finally stand on its own two feet. From New York Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
Citigroup is the last of the big Wall Street banks still holding bailout cash, and who wants that distinction? Under Citi's repayment plan, it'll sell stock to raise cash and pay the government $20 billion. The other $25 billion Citi borrowed was converted into common stock earlier this year, and the government will sell that over time. But is Citi really ready to do this? Sam Stovall of S&P Equity Research says no.
It still is a relatively risky situation, and so I think that we would have preferred that they wait a quarter or two before paying back TARP.
But Stovall says getting out from under the TARP will free Citi from government rules on compensation. After all is said and done, the government is expected to earn billions of dollars in profit from the loan. Quite an achievement, considering some were talking about nationalizing Citigroup less than a year ago. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And Citigroup's chairman is meeting with the president at the White House today, along with execs from America's other giant banks. The president has said banks still are not lending enough after taxpayers spent billions rescuing them. In fact, he told 60 Minutes, CBS's program last night, the public's fed up with what he called fat cat bankers.
You know, you guys are drawing down $10, $20 million bonuses after America went through the worst economic year that it's gone through in decades, and you guys caused the problem, and we got 10% unemployment. Why do you think people might be a little frustrated?
Now let's check the mood on Wall Street. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ up almost 0.7%. Well, the Dow is 27 points higher at 10,498. European markets gained almost 1%. Asian markets were mostly higher today. Dubai said it got an emergency $10 billion in funding from neighbor Abu Dhabi. Another note from Asia, Toyota today showed off its new plug-in hybrid, which will soon be available for lease in the U.S. When you send a text message from your company's cell phone, how much privacy have you got? The Supreme Court said today it'll take up that question. The justices will review a circuit court ruling that sided with Ontario, California police officers who complained the department improperly snooped on their electronic exchanges.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America. 1 year into a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
This week, the House hopes to pass a massive Pentagon spending bill. President Obama has promised not to hide the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. We asked reporter Brett Neely to find out how he's doing.
This Pentagon bill includes $130 billion for the two wars. American University professor Gordon Adams gives the accounting for those conflicts the thumbs up.
The war costs really are the war costs and not other stuff that you couldn't get, a kind of free lunch.
Under the Bush administration, the war budget was never properly estimated. Instead, the Pentagon would regularly request emergency supplemental help and lard that with money for unrelated projects. But the Afghan surge has thrown the administration's efforts to fix the process off track. Todd Harrison is with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
The reality is they're now going to have to come back and ask for a supplemental one more time.
The administration estimates the surge might cost an extra $30 billion. Gordon Adams thinks that may be low.
My guess is it's going to cost more than 30. It may even cost more than 40.
The danger with a supplemental request, he says, is that history could repeat itself. The bill could get stuffed with goodies that don't belong there. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
And finally, South Dakota pastor Tim Worthington says he didn't want the raise. So when his church gave him the $1,100, he gave it to church members, $20 apiece. Well, some of his flock used the money to raise calves for market. One member bought quilting material, stitched a blanket for the pastor, and sold individual squares to benefit the church. Reverend Worthington says his initial $1,100 investment has now yielded more than $10,000. Not a bad stimulus package. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.